Yeah, it is. It's dubbed as a finance cup because all the cups that we have been attending, we used to have a problem of finance or the means of implementation. Countries like ours have come up with climate strategies known as NDCs, NAPAs, and NAPs, and those are all costed. Like for South Sudan, we need $100 billion up to 2050. So for us to be able now to implement projects to enable us to adapt and mitigate to the impacts of climate change.
What are some of the projects in South Sudan that you will use this money for mitigating the effects of climate change?
Yeah, we have two things that we like to do: mitigation and adaptation. On mitigation, as South Sudan is an energy poor country, we don't have power. So we like to generate at least 3,000 megawatts of power from hydro, solar, wind, geothermal, natural gas. So, hydro alone, for us to be able to develop our hydro power from Fula, it might need around $3 to $4 billion. So that's something that we would like to look from our mitigation. And also in mitigation, because 99% of our population are using fuel charcoal and it's putting a lot of pressures in our forest, we like to plant 100 million trees. We have started without even the funding from these vertical climate funds. Then in adaptation, agriculture is our backbone. With the impacts of climate change, we like now to invest more in smart agriculture, mechanized irrigated agriculture, because we don't have surety that rains will be as regular because they are now haphazard. So we like to go to smart agriculture and use the River Nile to do irrigation all year long. We need to make sure that now we can cultivate, and we should not only depend on rain. In smart agriculture, we have to start thinking of short rotation crops, crops that are resistant to pests and diseases. So those are some of the things that we would like to be doing. And also now building the resilience of our people in areas that are affected with floods. So all these projects need a lot of money. That's why in COP29, we are negotiating a new collective quantified goal for finance. And the quantum that we'd like to do, because 100 billion that was promised is not enough. Now the new quantum that we need, the rich countries with high emissions like the US and the rest to raise, is $5 trillion a year. So we think that this is something that we are negotiating here, and we hope the COP in Azerbaijan in Baku will come up with this. So this is one of the major things.
Yes, Under Secretary Africano Batel, you've talked about the South Sudan's plan for the future. The elephant in the room is the oil fields. The hazards have been reported in the oil fields for many years. The companies involved in extracting oil have been tight-lipped. The government of South Sudan has been tight-lipped. I thought you were going to talk about how to improve the living conditions of people who are in oil-producing states.
We are in two wavelengths now. Now we are talking about climate change, which is a result of emissions, global emissions. And now you are coming to the issue of the pollution in the oil fields. I will address that to you now. I would like to bring you to speed that an environmental audit was carried by three firms: DPOC, GPOC, and SPOC. And these farms have already completed the assessment, the audit. So we are expecting the final reports to be handed to us in the Ministry of Environment. We are going to review those audit reports, the lab tests, and the conclusions that they have come out with, and the recommendations. So we'll also go and do some ground truthing on those reports. So a third party plus us will review it. Then we'll know the extent of the pollution. So what is going to happen if we prove that these oil companies have actually polluted, degraded our environment in the oil fields, that has impacted the livelihoods of our people, giving women, giving still birth kids, deformed kids and all that? We are going to hold them accountable to remediate, to compensate everybody that has been impacted. So we are in the process. The government is there.
Apologies for interjecting here. I've seen pictures from the oil fields, and these are not just pictures sent by random people. These are activists sharing pictures of pools of oil in areas where people are living, and even the drinking water in those areas are contaminated. And you are telling me you are yet to see the results of the assessment. It appears like the government is sitting discussing how to put off the fire instead of sending firefighters to put it off.
We are not trying to minimize the pollution that is happening. We have to be scientific. Okay, now samples, water samples, blood samples, okay, soil samples, air samples have been taken, tested. The results are out. So when we get these results, that's going to be the basis for our conclusions.